The chances of healing are increased by the greater the progression of your level of consciousness. Generally speaking, I say there are specific circumstances in individual cases that are karmic and unique and genetic. But as a generality, the more you can lift the spirits of people, the greater the sense of recovery. Our expectations set us up. I remember in Ecuador is, I think, around 10,000 feet, and the oxygen level is much lower, and everybody was very easygoing. And I remember I went to catch the plane, and the plane was supposed to leave on Thursday. And so they said, well, the Thursday plane's not leaving till Saturday. And I said, oh, okay. If I was in Chicago, I'd be upset. But in Ecuador, it seemed like sort of semi-comical. At 10,000 feet, your oxygenation is less. Anyway, it seemed to be sort of comical. All right, so the Thursday plane is leaving on Saturday. They said it's leaving at noon. So I got there at 11:45, and the airplane's engine shut down. Well, the 12 o'clock plane was not going to leave till 3. Uh-oh. So it wasn't going to leave Thursday. It was going to leave Saturday. It wasn't going to leave at 12. It was going to leave at 3. So I came back again at 3 o'clock, and I was waiting for the plane to take off, and all of a sudden his engine stopped, and it turned out it's siesta time. 3 o'clock is siesta time. All the pilots and everybody took a siesta, and the 3 o'clock plane didn't leave until 4:30 or something. So in that setting, because of your expectation, what would have been stress was no longer stressful. So the only reason to cite that is stress is whatever you set it up to be. Your expectation is what sets you up for stress. We'd be indignant about certain things, but to be indifferent to them, in the various places I've been in the world, especially of high altitude, the expectations are considerably different. And whatever is, and whatever is not, and what's the problem? So the Thursday plane doesn't leave on Thursday. The other thing that was funny about the airport there in Quito, Ecuador, was there was a big clock in the middle of the lobby of the airport. And the clock had stopped years and years ago, and nobody had ever fixed it. So it said a 9:15 or whatever it said. It had said that for years. So the clock in the airport had stopped years ago, and I thought, that's hilariously funny. These people don't agonize themselves over every detail and time and the limitation of time, and their experience of time is completely different. We all assume that everybody experiences time exactly the same. It's obvious there's a whole culture which experiences time in a completely different way. In Lost Horizon, which was a very famous movie, Ronald Coleman played a leading part, and the plane is lost and it crashes somewhere in a rare high elevation. And the people there live in a very heavenly kind of lifestyle, much like I just got through talking about, without stress and sort of idyllic. Well, the other residents in the plane want to return home. So under stress then of his brother, I think it is, they struggled to find their way out of this paradise, Shangri-La, let's call it. Well, they find their way back to civilization, but now they don't remember where it was. So the part played by Ronald Coleman, having experienced a heavenly state, he had now a great desire to return to it. And so the next part of the movie has to do with his struggle to rediscover this place that was heavenly, and really in the human psyche, the desire to return to a heavenly way of being in the world.